Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Can't trust anybody who likes candy corn.
I would agree. Not a fan. Give us a weather update from Chill Zone AC, featuring reliably root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right. It is cloudy. I would look for maybe a chance at a shower, but there's really no rain in the forecast. It looks like it can rain. The winds are probably 10 to 15 miles an hour coming out of the... Hard to get a direction with no planes and the clouds not moving. Looks like it might be out of the east. I can't tell. This time of year is probably out of the north, northeast. So I'm going to go ahead with that. Temperatures are a little above 80. And the winds are blowing like 10 to 15 miles an hour. Trees are moving a little bit. Other than that, looks like we're getting to that point in time that you wait all year to live in Florida for the weather that you're about to
gorgeous
get
times
from like November to March.
79 degrees, feels like it's 76, makes it cooler. Wind is 13 miles per hour, gust 19 miles per hour, and it's blowing northeast.
Speaking of gusts, it felt like there was one in the Ponzi scheme dome last night because...
Into it.
Whatever. What is that?
What's the Ponzi scheme dome?
Yeah, that tree company they used to skate the salary cap. What's that called? The tree company?
They're suing, aren't they? They're suing
Ballmer. I think they are suing Ballmer now, yeah. You know, he didn't do anything, though. He's innocent. But speaking of gusts, this James Harden still flopping all over the place like a fish, huh? He doesn't get embarrassed by that.
That's his thing.
He doesn't get embarrassed by that.
That's his thing.
Just tumbling willy-nilly all over the place.
That's his thing.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Why are you shocked? Listen, why are you shocked when a scorpion bites the frog?
It's just a very...
It's a scorpion.
What are you, a man of fables?
Yeah, but I'm just saying. James Harden has been James Harden his whole career. And now you're now talking about James Harden flopping?
Just, you know, he's still...
Hey, how long has he been in the league? Still 14 years?
Still doing the trickery.
15 years. And you're still complaining about the same...
It's just annoying.
That's who he is.
It's annoying.
And it's only annoying if it hurts your team and he gets everybody with the flop.
Who's still falling for this? Like, don't the referees, you know, don't they get a handle on this stuff?
I mean, it usually gets Kalel taken out of the game, the pump fake. Or remember who got caught with the pump fake? Was that Wiggins? No, that was KD. Remember KD got caught with the pump fake?
First game of the season.
Mm. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. So keeping an eye on the trade wire. We got till 4 o'clock today where the NFL trade deadline. Nothing doing as of yet. We had some rumors about Bradley Chubb in the chat. He has not been traded. So nothing doing right now. Jacoby Myers got
no trades that would get you any substantial draft picks, right? Like, there's no first round.
I'll people trade. By the way, I heard your comments yesterday, Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Paul's not getting you a first rounder.
Oh, you're crazy, dude.
No, he's not. A second round guy is not going to get you a first round guy.
I don't understand that. Talent is talent. Devon Achane would get you a second rounder. He was a third rounder.
He hasn't played a full season.
All right. I mean,
A-Chan, at this point, the guy that would garner the most on your team
is Jalen Waddle.
Is Jalen Waddle. Correct. I would agree.
We'll see.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's just the way it is. Like, you thinking that Patrick Paul, who's only played nine games, is going to get you a first-round pick. You're crazy.
Well, I wouldn't trade him for anything but a first-round pick. Like,
no, you said he would get you a first-rounder.
I think that if you were going to actually trade him, you would trade him for a first-rounder. Like, if somebody came to me and they said, hey, we'll give you a second-round pick for Patrick Paul, I'm hanging up.
Leroy, you don't know. They don't have offers for Paul. You've literally been wrong for two straight seasons. By what? A lot of stuff. We all been wrong. We all thought the Dolphins would be better. But I don't, like, no, man. He's not going to get you a first rounder. Not even close.
Not even close?
No, he's only played eight games.
All right. So, like, in the offseason, would he get you a first rounder? If he continues to play
if he plays like this and he gets like a Pro Bowl or
what does he need a Pro Bowl for? Like, we did this with the Tunsil thing yesterday. Or Jeremy Tunsil wasn't a Pro Bowler when he got traded.
Okay, but that's just that, like, that just something that increases your value.
I understand it increases your value. Obviously, if you had accolades, that would increase your value. But I'm just saying, you know, I don't know how many Pro Bowlers are going to get off of a, let's say the Dolphins win four games this year. There's not going to be a lot of Pro Bowlers. Because the rest of your line was a bunch of sieves around you.
Pretty much.
You know?
Pretty much.
Joe Thomas sitting there being like, look at these bums.
Yeah. Didn't he just get in the Hall of Fame?
Joe Thomas?
Did. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Never had, I mean, one or two winning seasons? Oof.
Did he?
I know he threw up a donut.
Yeah, I don't see anything. Other than this this Ricky Scoops on Twitter, I don't see anything that's like,
gotcha. I can't think of anybody, like, I don't even know, because here's the problem. You've invested so much into Waddle that there's another player that if you got rid of him, you would have to pay money. Right? Because he's paid as one of the highest paid receivers in the league.
Yeah, he's not. It's not awful. I don't think his contract is awful in comparison to some other guys. But, you know, that's another guy. Like, these are guys. Here's the thing, though. Like, when I'm saying trade these guys, like, don't just trade them to trade them. Like, you, right, obviously you're in a position of like, hey, if somebody knocks their socks off, then you got to obviously listen to it.
I would say this. If Jalen Waddle were coming in the draft, out of the draft right now, where would he get drafted? You think he would get drafted in the first round?
I would assume so.
Okay. So that's where I would start. Like, we can't trade Jalen Waddle without a first rounder,
mm-hmm.
right? Because then if you trade him, at least you think you can get another one, right? Around the same time. So what ends up happening is you get another first round wide receiver, but you're saving $25+ million a year.
Yeah.
Right? That's how
you're kind of resetting the clock.
Right. Patrick Paul, right? Like, he ain't getting a first rounder. But if you can get a second rounder, right? You're just resetting.
But that's why I would say, like, the Paul thing would play into me getting a better asset, because he's only on his second year. You don't even have to pay him now.
Right, so why trade him?
Just because it's over.
Yeah, but you still.
It's like, over. It's like,
here's what I would like somebody. I would like somebody to just please answer this. Right? You know that they're going to keep some players, right? You realize that. You can't get rid of everybody.
Not many. They're not going to keep many.
Right.
Who's going to stick around?
Even not many is, okay, Waddle. I would say A-Chan. I would say Patrick Paul.
Yeah, we all know who the best players are. I'm saying, what's your price point, though, that you would part with them because you're ready to reset? Like, their talent, and when you have to pay them, for Waddle, you're paying him right now.
Right.
A-Chan, you're going to have to pay him next year.
Right.
When you're not going to be a contender, most likely.
How many dynamic players like A-Chan are in the league?
I don't know.
There's maybe five.
Okay. So you think you
got to keep him. Like, you got to evaluate your players to the point where, hey, some of these guys are going to have to help us with the turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't get rid of everybody. You can't start because, first of all, nobody's that good to hit on every single player. So you got to have a base to start with so that you can build around that. Like, regardless of what people are going to give you or what you think you should get for a trade, you still need players. You can't replace a whole team, but you can have a core guy. You got a left tackle, check. You got a number one wide receiver. Okay, whether you think so or not, check. You got a running back, check. You got three running backs. All are young, except for A-Chan.
But only one we know is, like, a for sure good player.
It's A-Chan, correct. You got a D-tackle. You took him in the first round. He had to learn on the job. That's what your left tackle and your D-tackle had to do. Learn on the job. It looks terrible, but it is what it is. So, like, you got about five or six guys that are going to have to – you're going to have to keep.
But also to your point, like, you want to build the team from the inside out. Like, what's the point of having these guys? Wouldn't you rather – you could reinvest picks to fortified correct. Guys on the inside, yep. And then you will go get your skill guys when you've fortified your trenches. Like, that's another way you could look at it.
What I would like to hire is not a liar.
Huh?
Okay. Y'all don't remember when
– you rhyming now?
Yeah, no, when Chris Greer first came in, he said he was going to build from the trenches out.
You Don King, dude?
What? He just dropped the bar.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want a liar.
No, that's not what you said.
The line before, you know what I don't want to acquire? Another liar. That's what you said.
No, I don't want to hire another liar.
I don't want to hire another liar.
Right, because
Thank you, Tobin.
Because Chris Greer lied. He basically said he was coming in and built through the trenches. And he did not do that. And he went the direct opposite.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, if you have these guys, and that's going to be your philosophy. Like, let's say somebody does want to build it from the inside out rather than having right. those guys. That's where the flipping would come. It's like, all right, yes, it's great to have a receiver. If we have four sieves next to Patrick Paul, what's the point?
Correct.
So.
And keep in mind, everybody's looking for offensive linemen.
Well, that was my point for the Patrick Paul thing. That's why it's so valuable. If you feel like you have a good one and somebody's offering up.
Then what are you going to do?
You're starting from scratch.
But you've got. Nobody starts from absolute scratch.
Yeah, I'm talking about a deal that you can't turn down, though. Like, I'm obviously not just flipping Patrick Paul for nothing. But if somebody gave me the Laremy Tunsil deal, three first rounders for him, yeah, of course I would have to listen.
No, you're not getting that.
Well, you say it. You say no. But you also say in the same breath that there's not enough offensive linemen around. And this guy's been really
nobody's
good.
Nobody's
going to
offer three offensive linemen for a guy who's played a half a season.
Okay, what about in the offseason?
No, still not three first-rounders.
Okay.
You know what an offensive lineman that gets three first-rounders is?
Yeah, Laremy Tunsil did. He didn't have the accolades he did until he got to Houston.
Okay. Right.
That's kind of like your whole thing about there not
I
being
think
enough
the, line- I do the thing. The circumstances are much different than they were here.
Nope. Well, how?
Because when you traded Laremy Tunsil, did you get a first rounder for him?
They got
three first rounders for him, and like he was going to be a top five pick.
Yeah.
So like you knew what kind of talent he was, and thought I mean basically they just gave you three first round picks.
Yeah, they got him. They got him to drop because of extortion, but that doesn't anything. He still played three seasons with you.
Right. Okay, but I'm just saying this is not. The same situation or circumstance. Like at no point.
You're starting from scratch. It's kind of the same circumstance.
How can you start a football team from scratch?
That's literally what they did. They went and they were terrible. Do you not remember 2019 when Brian Flores got here?
Yeah.
There was nothing here except for Minkah Fitzpatrick who said, get me the hell out of here. Correct. Everybody else was gone.
Right. But even in – all right. You can't build from absolute scratch.
But they did.
I mean, they still kept players is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then he said like 3 weeks in, please get me out of here. I want out.
All right.
I want out. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
15 minutes of game day uncensored here is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Tom Brady cloned his dog.
What happened?
I was just reading during the break. Tom Brady.
Dude, you just.
It's from the New York Post. I swear to God, this isn't me getting the. I did fall for the fake. Did you fall for the fake Woj story yesterday, Vlad?
No, but when you were saying the story, I was laughing my ass off.
I fell for a fake Woj story. I thought Woj in a rage got kicked out of St. Bonaventure's game.
Out of all the times for Woj to have a rage, it would be out of the first game of the season.
That's what I thought. I thought he was crazy passionate. It's funny.
Really?
What?
Crazy passionate Woj?
When he was dropping those bombs, he was crazy passionate for those.
This is from page 6. Tom Brady's beloved dog, Lua, died in 2023, and the canine's blood was used to make a clone. On Tuesday, the retired NFL player revealed his new dog, Junie's origins, in a joint statement with Colossal Biosciences, with whom he worked to clone Lua. The former quarterback, who is an investor in the company, gushed over, quote, a second chance his family has with Junie, according to People magazine. Quote, I love my animals. They mean the world to me and my family. A few years ago, I worked with Colossal and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed. Brady revealed that Colossal Biosciences acquired Viagen Pets and Equine, a company that cloned Barbara Streisand's dead dog and Paris Hilton's missing dog. Quote, I'm excited how Colossal and Viagen's tech together can help both families losing their beloved pets while helping save endangered species.
What's the constant there?
Rich?
Yeah.
Well, the rich like to spend money on
stuff. Because
you
know what broke folks do?
Hmm?
Go get another the new same
dog.
Breed.
We'll adopt a new dog, too.
Yeah. Well, I got to be careful. We adopted a dog. He treats us like a chew toy.
Would you clone a dog?
No.
Really?
I had a dog for 14 years. Mm. I had a yellow lab. He was awesome, right? And then I got a new lab. That's how it works. Cycle of love, right?
Cycle of love.
Yeah.
But what if you had a really awesome dog?
I do have awesome dogs.
And then you were like, Zeus.
My last dog was awesome. My Rebecca used to ride my old lab like Seabiscuit.
Zeus 2.0.
He'd just walk around. She'd just ride him. She would lay on him like as a little baby, right? He no harm, no nothing. It was the coolest thing, right?
Kickback says Tom Brady thinks he's God now. You know Tom Brady's working to get that blood lab. You know he's getting it to get another couple of years under center.
No.
We're just waiting. Oh, yeah.
No. Dude,
he's going to turn back the clock.
Once you get out of that cycle, it's hard to go back.
Dude, not with a guy who's cloning things. He'll be Raiders quarterback when he's 60.
Okay. You might be able to clone people. You can't clone bones.
You can clone time. You know, he could do blood manipulation. Who knows what he's up to?
Yeah, but 60
you know what they always
60,
test?
60-year-old bones go through stuff that 20-year-old bones don't.
Dude, he's got a blood lab.
It doesn't matter.
You know what they always test first on?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
How can you say it doesn't matter?
Because it ain't going to do nothing to make your bones younger. So when he go out there and get hit the first time, and then they do the quick wave to get the stretcher and the ambulance out.
You don't know about cloning.
And you too, you do meathead?
I think you're dismissing it.
Really? So you think people are next?
I think Tom Brady is making sure it worked for Luna or Lua, whatever the hell the dog's name
so
is.
So he's testing it
on
and
her.
And then he's going to be the first human.
And then, yep.
Okay. You've just hit. Why are you doing this?
What do you mean?
Why are you doing?
Why do you think he needs that broadcast money? Research funds. I'm telling you. Tom Brady's reign of terror is not over.
Tobin would clone a hot dog.
Don't need to.
You don't have to. You can get an 8-pack.
I'm telling you right now.
The old had brittle bones. That's what I'm saying. You can't do nothing about that.
They I'm sure if they got blood science, they got bone science too, dude. You know? Like a Terminator.
Man, people are already getting cloned, Leroy. Who?
People.
What's that show that used to come on HBO? With the people versus robots, you couldn't tell who was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Whoa. Somebody tell me, please, please, please.
Well, somebody mentioned The Substance.
No, not The Substance. It came on a few years ago. It started off as a Western, and people were Westworld.
Oh, Westworld. Yeah, I've seen that show. You couldn't. It got kind of stupid after two seasons.
Right, because like. The season always ended with a person who you thought was a regular person was a clone.
Same song and dance for all those shows. It's like, hey, the people are worse than the robot. We get it. Just like zombies, you know, like, oh, the people are worse than the zombies. We get it. It's the same thing. I'm telling you, Tom Brady's up.
I don't understand how you could get the gist of every movie, but then you watch like Love at First Sight. Love is Blind.
Right.
Same difference.
Well, it's not the same difference. Different people, different relationships. It's actually.
How do you know about that? Is that what you watch?
Different concoctions.
No, I don't watch it. I don't. I know.
I'm telling you, Tom Brady's up to something.
What?
He's up to something.
Okay.
You're cloning dogs? That's not where you stop. Okay? Once that works, there's no ends to insight to what he might try. And trust me when I tell you, he wants another decade under center. And he's going to tell his doctor, how do we make this happen?
Mahomes is getting too close.
Can't do nothing about them bones.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
You don't know that. He just made a whole new dog from an old dog.
They could go to Germany, man. That blood transfusion, the cycling, all of a sudden, boom, boom.
And we're going to make you the goat again, Tom.
I almost cussed.
I'm giving you a point.
Point for Tom.
Now I got the taste for a hot dog.
A Schwiezener
Schnitzel. Wiener Schnitzel. Und why be one goat when you can be double goat?
Yeah. Kind of feels like Pet Cemetery.
I'm telling you, right? It's a little weird. It's a little weird.
He's a little weird.
You're weird, but that doesn't.
Have you seen his face?
Yeah, it looks.
You haven't noticed how he looks like a real housewife? It's just getting a little plastic, right?
The Botox is good, man.
It's not good, actually. It doesn't look.
Are you talking about Kim K? Loves it.
This man wants.
See, you know what's cool about that? I don't have to worry about all that. Because my skin ain't going to hang from
right,
my
but you haven't had a rivalry with Father Time like Tom Brady has. Nobody,
no. What?
Nobody has given what? Father Time a better.
I got my ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Like, but black don't crack.
Okay. But respectfully.
That's some be tearing intangibles up.
I understand.
Look like leather.
I understand. But
leather.
Yeah.
But this guy, he's given as good a fight to Father Time as anybody.
Yeah,
Tom
but he's
Brady.
Still got that leather skin. I don't care what you do to it underneath. That's what I'm saying.
Pulled back.
That's what I'm saying. Did he smile? Would he smiled more this year than he smiled at 20 years under center.
Can't even blink anymore.
He can't even. It reminds me with the movie. He say,
"No, but I'm telling you've already look at that guy. Look at him, and tell me a guy like that who looks as scary as he does. All right,
hey, I just love that picture.
You're telling me with him with this scary picture with Tony
but
Dungy.
This was a couple years ago.
Wait, first of all,
it's gotten worse.
And he looks worse.
Why
now?
Does Tony Dungy feel like he had to match his like he opened his eyes real wide too?
I'm telling you, dude, this guy." He's going to pull some clone nonsense. All right. Let's just look at the facts. All right. Rivalry with Father Time. He looks like a Barbie doll. Okay.
He's Ken.
He hates aging. All right. He wants revenge on that jiu-jitsu instructor for sure.
He definitely does.
Okay. I'm telling you, he's making a comeback as clone Tom Brady. It's happening. I don't know how, but I know he's up to something. Cloning your dog.
I'd do it.
You'd clone Scooby?
I love him so much. Of
would you call
I
him
would.
Birds?
No, what for?
Would you call him Scooby too?
That's a good one.
I hope you're proud of that.
That's a point. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
Why do you...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tobin and Leroy with you. laughing at Dade South. Scooby Dooby 2, I cloned you. What if Scooby 2 doesn't like sweaters?
He gonna learn.
I told you, Scooby.
Wait, you gonna put a scissor in front of his face?
Over here.
Never threaten a dog.
Jordo said you wouldn't threaten a dog.
Never.
But you would threaten Leroy.
Yep, all the time.
Jordo
Why
says,
are you calling him a dog?
Don't know if this is real or not, but Jordo on Twitch says Google billionaire Brian Johnson says he spends $2 million a year exchanging blood with his 17-year-old son to look younger.
Ugh. Wait, what?
That's what it says. I don't know if that's real or not, but that's crazy. Tom Brady's cloning his dog. For those who don't get the reference, you're just tuning in.
By the way, you know, this is a tangible thing, right, Leroy? You know that, right?
What?
Cloning.
Oh, yeah. But. Mm-mm. We ain't thinking like that. That ain't even in our, like, you know, things we thinking about.
No, not even.
Not even. That's crazy.
I know, right?
Your dog.
Yeah, dog.
The Miami.
You know what? If think about this. This is no lie. I'm going to just think of, like, from my – if you ask a whole – I ask 50 black men, 100 black men for what would you clone? Black people in general. They'd be like, oh, I cloned this baddie I seen at the club the other night or something like that. They ain't cloning animals. They talking about people.
They just clone for Astron?
Yeah. Right?
Miami Heat are offering fans value deals like a $60 pizza deal, 4 pizzas, chips, waters, and a $40 hot dog deal for hot dogs, popcorn, and drinks. Grab and go stands at the 400 level, and $3 sodas, $8 beers, and $3 snacks. Kids can enjoy $15 Bernie meals with a hot dog or chicken nuggets, a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. For more information on food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com.
Hey, RVA Richie. Too much.
What do you say?
Clone some feet and thumbs for Leroy.
Wow. Let us get to that point of the show where we enter the mixed bag here. As a lot of things to touch on and a lot of things going on in the world of sports. So let's mix it on up, dude. We'll start off with Paul Maurice. Cats and Ducks tonight as they start a West Coast trip. Paul Maurice, he says time change doesn't bother him.
They are because you don't see the other team. Anaheim we've just seen, so we got a pretty good idea. You don't see them a lot. I just don't think the time change is as big a factor for our team because we're just used to it. And we've played in, that's a long flight from Edmonton. You know, 13 games going back and forth. I think we're used to it. I think we have a good routine. How to get off the plane. So when I say things that we do after we get off the game to mitigate that, I think a veteran team, so they're not as surprised when they feel a little groggy the first day. That doesn't shake them up a little bit. We're used to kind of the fog of time change. Yeah, I don't look at this as, especially when you're not playing back-to-back. I expect a real strong effort in all four games.
There you go. Paul Maurice getting set for the road trip. They got the Ducks tonight, 10 o'clock. You could hear that here on QAM. Focus. Obviously, he was talking about Pacific time because Central time, that messes you up. telling.
What about Mountain Time?
Mountain Time is 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, have I ever even been in Mountain Time before?
You've been to Denver.
Have I been? Maybe one time. I don't recall.
Is there. Dallas
Central?
That's what I'm telling you. It messed me up. I didn't know.
Well, the thing about this, New Orleans is farther east than Ohio, but New Orleans is central and Ohio is eastern.
Well, that's what threw me off about Nashville last week.
No, it didn't.
I'm telling you.
It literally tells you what time. It tells you what the time zone is.
All right. I mean, I guess everybody's just – there's a thing called body clock, all right? And it messes you up. And then the daylight.
An hour!
I'm telling you.
Yo, wait.
You, dude. Stop
acting like you're that finely tuned.
I am. Okay. I'm a creature of habit.
Dude.
What?
We've eaten in Vegas at 1 in the morning.
Right.
Which is equivalent to 4 in the morning here. And you wasn't worried about no damn time clock
Pacific
back then.
Pacific time doesn't bother. I'm telling you, it's a weird thing with me.
It's worse!
No. No, the other, just a little trip. It's like I could get myself mentally prepared for the big change. The little change, it's different, you know? Maybe you can see the curveball coming, but the changeup is a little different from the fastball. You know what I mean?
No.
Mike McDaniel, he says, the Jalen Phillips deal, that's what happens when your team stinks.
Tough decisions in football that I think the way to avoid those tough decisions can avoid those if you're hitting on all cylinders and winning football games. We just lost this past week, and if we want to make that a little easier on ourselves, we just win football games that we have the ability to, that instead of losing them. So we control the controllables. My feelings and my reaction are kind of that's the best way I can describe my reaction, my feelings. But the focus has to be and will continue to be our football team relative to the next opponent, which is the Buffalo Bills this week.
You sure you want them for another year?
It's not a matter of one.
A lot of words. Breaking news. Ian Rapoport. Sit down, Vlad.
I know.
Ooh, I want to see that.
The New York Jets are trading Sauce Gardner to the Colts.
For what?
Two first-round picks.
So we all in.
Colts are all in. Two first-round
picks.
I mean,
they might end up with the best record in the AFC.
I'm not upset with that. We just paid them, so we don't have to pay that.
How about that?
Yeah, but there's still probably some of it that hit you, right?
No. He's still under his
the extension.
Deal.
Okay. Yeah. I got you. I'm watching X.
You're watching who?
I'm watching a real... Fox chasing a real roadrunner.
What's it like being a child at your age?
Huh?
You heard me.
Coming from you?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Like,
why are you
like,
asking me? You're the foremost expert on childishness.
Me? You're way more immature than me.
The fact that you say immature?
You really are. No. I'm just saying. Right? You really are a special kind of jackass.
Listen. Look at this. It's crazy.
He's talking about breaking news, and here you are watching a video on X.
He's easily distracted.
Listen.
Yeah, that's crazy, Leroy. This is NFL trading deadline. And
I know. And I just, watching. Like, I don't, like.
And you get mad at him when he wants to act like a child?
Let's block him.
I'm just saying good for them. Good for them. Indy. I guess that Indy loss wasn't as bad as it looks now, right?
Well, then you got to add a little defense, a little more defense. Their offense is humming.
Right.
You know? Man, you going to miss Sauce?
Yeah. Of course I'm going to miss Sauce.
Is it hard to have a dominant corner without a pass rush? He just gets lost in the sauce.
He's just tweeted. Sauce Gardner says, New York, it's been real with a green heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
That's it. That's what he tweeted.
Man, a few words. Straight to the point.
See?
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Then there's the guy that says Jets fan seeing this. I don't know. Vlad looks pretty happy. He's got two first-round picks.
I'm not upset with that because that's three first-round picks next year. I mean, that's two first-round picks next year.
You sure you want that in a draft that...
What are you talking about?
In a draft of what? Is it how good is the draft?
There's going to be players. There's probably going to be corners that we can... And that's Aaron Glenn's...
Forte.
Is it, you know, secondary?
Are they going to be patient with him? Because, you know...
I would believe so. If you're trading away Sauce Gardner, that means you're being patient with some people.
Like, we say this... like well, we his always team is say run, this, his We te- always say this beforehand.
His team is run by teenagers because Woody Johnson's kids just run the show over there.
Right. Actually, but we always
we
say
a,
this...
We have a general manager.
We always say this when we're going through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jets fans are like Dolphins fans. They'll get really impatient.
No, we're more impatient than anybody, but
right.
If you're getting two first-round picks...
No, but I'm saying if your team isn't bad because you have to play a lot of young guys or whatever.
We're going to play a lot of young guys regardless. It's a
no, that's
yeah, – listen.
And the fans are going to be cool with that.
Yeah, it's the first okay. coach. It's his rookie year.
What are they going to do, call up Mike and the Mad Dog?
They can't. This is not like the I'm last just, 2 years where they, everybody – there was expectations.
I understand.
There
is just,
no expectations.
Okay, we'll revisit this next year. There this is not a conversation that could be had now because everybody's reasonable when you're going through it.
But you're the one who's asking the question right
no,
now.
No, I know.
Rookie head coach, he's going to have another year.
Okay.
When the owner comes out and says, coach is not the problem, it'll be nice if the quarterback would complete some passes.
Yeah.
You're
and then he balled out the next game.
Oh, so then
so now you know he's going to be talking mad trash from now on.
So now he's going
right?
to gonna have to show out. And then now when right. you trade one of your best players, that means everybody for the next 8 to 9 games has a chance to show on film, you know, who they are, if they're going to make the team the following year.
Right.
That's what it is.
Can't wait for that next showdown between the Fins and Dolphins. Sounds like it's going to be a real classic.
You talking about the Fins and Jets?
Fins and Jets, yeah. Excuse me.
Who gets there first?
Who gets to what first?
Jets or Dolphins?
To what?
To the worst record?
No. Just to turn it around.
It all depends on who the Dolphins hire next season. If you keep the same guys, I'll go with my team.
If you had to guess, what dysfunctional organization of the two?
I'm going to go with the Jets. Only because they got more draft picks. They got more resources.
Okay.
And they're not in a financial trouble like the Dolphins are.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not committed to anybody long-term because that Justin Fields thing was just kind of a willy-nilly
yeah,
try.
Yeah, that's a one-year deal. The only person that we have commitment to is Garrett Wilson.
Jeremy Fowler says the Jets have been scouring the cornerback market before making this big splash. I'm surprised they didn't want Ethan Bonner.
No, we're good.
Like, you ever notice how we make the guys on your team so valuable when you want to trade them to get picks?
Oh yeah, like they're the best.
You ain't mentioned Ethan Barnes' name. I mean, when the last time you mentioned his name?
Been a while.
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't play a lot. He was hurt a lot.
Okay, I got you.
Man. All right. Well, Jets making a splash. We'll take a break. And the Colts. Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines as we move towards the trade deadline. Will Champ Kelly have a move before we're done and off the air? Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.